Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program all over the country. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. So much to get into from the tournament, the March Madness, from baseball as we have Major League opening day that much closer. Obviously, NBA basketball, playoff positioning still happening. And then, obviously, NHL playoffs right around the corner as well. Mike Wilson, good morning, my friend. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good this morning there, Andy. Yeah, there's a lot to talk about. This is one of my favorite times of the year when everything is kind of going on, man.
Yeah, I have some interesting thoughts about March Madness and some people like to call it parody. I'd like to just call it bad basketball. I'm sorry, but, you know, I'm watching these games, and, yeah, there's been some upsets. Don't get me wrong, Mike. There's been some upsets. But for the most part, when the upsets are happening, it's more about bad play versus parody, at least in my humble opinion. Have you been watching? How closely have you been watching, my friend?
No, I've been watching, and I will tend to agree with you with the bad basketball take, but, you know, we can get into that in a little bit, man.
Yeah, absolutely. On the other side, we are going to talk a little hockey and some baseball with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Canada. So keep it close, everybody. A ton to get into today. March Madness is here, people. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
It's so nice now that the kids are asleep.
Cheers.
We got the kids, our house, a stable income.
Checking off all the boxes.
But there's one box we haven't checked off.
What's that?
Life insurance.
We don't need to think about that now. We're young.
That's why now is the best time. Life insurance gets more expensive the older you get.
But I don't have time to do a blood test. It's such a hassle to meet with someone just to get a quote.
Not with Ethos.
Ethos?
It's a modern kind of life insurance. You just answer four quick questions at GetEthos.com and get a free instant quote. No pushy salespeople. And no medical exams required for policies covering under $1 million. You can apply online in just 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Let's do it.
But then what will we do for the rest of the night?
I'm sure we can think of something.
Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to GetEthos.com. That's E-T-H-O-S. GetEthos.com. GetEthos.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
The captain looking for his 30th goal of the year. Slowly to the middle. There's number 30. The third time he's done it in his career. And the last time it happened was 8 years ago. 30 for 19 red.
Faceoff win. Marius Klefbom puts it to the middle. Dry settle across. Here is McDavid. Shot. He scores. It worked. Connor McDavid.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson alongside me, as he is each and every week. We are now going to hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. And if you couldn't tell by the highlights, we're going to be talking a little hockey, NHL hockey style here on the program. Good morning, John. How are you?
Morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
Can't complain. You know, it's beautiful out here at this point in time. Not going to lie. It's one of those spots where if you don't live, you really got to think about changing your lifestyle and maybe making it out to the desert, because this is the time of year where we're always saying to ourselves, this is why I live here, this is why I live here, this is why I live here. And speaking of why I live here is because I love talking sports with you. And, you know, the Arizona Coyotes last week, if I'm not mistaken, John, they were the eighth and final spot. They were clinging on to that last spot in the Western Conference playoffs. However, as we set the tone for the day today, on the outside looking in, if I'm not mistaken, and to be quite honest, you hit the nail right on the head. If I'm not mistaken, you said the Colorado Avalanche will have something to say about what happens with the playoffs, and boom, just like that, in a week's time, the Colorado Avalanche are now hanging on to that last spot.
Yeah, exactly right. A week ago, the Arizona Coyotes were, in fact, hanging on, but unfortunately have lost four in a row and now find themselves just a little bit on the outside, only a point out, but still outside that playoff race. And yeah, the Avalanche, I felt, had a ways of controlling this simply because they had so many games, including a couple of back-to-backs with the teams that were involved in that wild card race. So it was sort of theirs to win or to lose. And, you know, I said they could get themselves out of it very quickly by losing. They could get themselves into it very quickly by winning. And here we are a week later, four wins in a row, and they're sitting to that last playoff spot. But all of these teams have six or seven games to play, most of them seven. And there's still a lot to be decided. But clearly, if I'm in that race, I would rather be the guy in the eighth playoff spot and being the hunted rather than the hunter. There's nothing to say that Arizona can't come back and get back in there. They've played very well all season, considering how much they have been undermanned. But right now, you'd have to think that Colorado is in the driver's seat. All they have to do is control the car and keep their hands on the wheel.
Yeah, and with that being said, I hold on, Mike. I know you're going to jump in here. With that being said, the Colorado Avalanche are the hottest team of that bunch right now, winning four straight. So go ahead, Mike.
No, I was just going to ask John. I mean, as we move into this playoff, into the playoff mode here in the playoff season, what are you looking for out of the playoffs? I mean, do you expect to see, you know, some surprises, or do you think this is going to be pretty straightforward, you know, in terms of the favorites doing what they're supposed to do?
I think it could be either, Mike, to be very honest with you. Looking at the Eastern Conference, two very distinct races there in the two divisions. Tampa Bay, far and away the best team in the league, as we've chatted many times during the season. They've already not only clinched their division, their conference, but they've also clinched home ice in the playoffs. Nobody can actually catch them. So, you know, they're basically playing out the string. But you go over to that Metropolitan Division, and that's a real dogfight there. Washington with 94 points, the Islanders and Pittsburgh with 93. Carolina kind of pushing them a little bit with 89, but you look at those top three teams, 1 point separating them with seven games to go. Those teams are going to be tired out by the end of the year because clearly they're going to have to put their best lineup on the ice every night, whereas Tampa Bay is going to be able to rest a few guys. So I think going into the playoffs, you're going to have this situation where are the teams that have been playing, quote, playoff hockey, unquote, for the past 2 weeks, the Washingtons, the Islanders, the Penguins teams, are they going to have the momentum to carry into the playoffs and just continue it, or are Tampa Bay going to be better because they're rested? So I think that's going to be the challenge there. Clearly all those teams have to play well. They all have to play well defensively because we know that playoff hockey is a much better defensive game than it is during the regular season. Moving to the West, we've still got a couple of real good races. We've got Winnipeg and Nashville in that Central Division, 4 points separating those two teams, although Winnipeg is in the driver's seat. And Pacific Division, Calgary and San Jose, they had a dogfight for a couple of weeks. San Jose got themselves back into that race and actually took over first place for a couple of days. But now Calgary's opened up a six-point lead again with seven games to play. So I think that division is probably done. So I think in the West, they're probably now sort of just jockeying for position. The big story there is the wild card race that we've already discussed. And there's going to be a lot of teams involved in that. I think we can probably say that Chicago, Edmonton, Vancouver, and Anaheim are hanging on for dear life. So really what it amounts to is looking at Dallas, Colorado, the Coyotes, and the Minnesota Wild. Two of those teams will make the playoffs as wild card teams. The other two will be on the outside looking in. So I think we're going to look at some playoff-style hockey for the next couple of weeks, and then the playoffs will start.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf alongside Mike Wilson, as always, and we're always live every Sunday, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Hey, John, let me ask you this. I mean, just looking at it, obviously, the balance of power is in the Eastern Conference. You've got the Tampa Bay Lightning, who are absolutely just destroying the league with 120 points. But then you look at the Western Conference, and I think it's pretty even throughout. And the word that I want to use is a word that I'm not wanting to use when I'm talking about the college basketball tournament. And the word that it is parity. And is that fair right now to call what's happening in the Western Conference parity versus saying it's not good play or it's great play? Is parity a fair word to use about what we're seeing in the NHL Western Conference?
Yeah, I think so. And a lot of that, of course, is brought about by the fact that hockey is a salary cap sport. So everybody has an allowance. It's all about how well you spend that allowance. And clearly, some teams have done a better job than others. But, you know, it's a very tight division, or Western Conference is very tight, so therefore you've got parity. I mean, overall in the NHL, we've got five teams that have clinched the playoff spots and six teams that are already eliminated. And in the Western Conference, to your point, the only team that has been officially eliminated is the Los Angeles Kings. So, yes, I think that does speak to parity. Does it make for better hockey? Perhaps, but I always think that a Tampa Bay story, a Tampa Bay sort of style story is exciting because it gives you something to talk about, that maybe we're back to the old days where we have a team that is perhaps a potential dynasty and clearly head and shoulders above the rest of the league.
No, I think that's the story right now, obviously, about what's happening in the NHL, which is, you know, Tampa Bay and the amazing year that they've had, the incredible record, only 14 losses, just outstanding. Nobody is taking that away from them. But like you said many times before, does that regular season style of play translate into a great playoff push for the Tampa Bay Lightning? We'll have to wait and see, right?
Yeah, most often it does not, specifically in the era that we're talking about now. Go back to the 70s and the early 80s when you had teams that were dominant in the regular season, and I'm thinking the Montreal Canadiens and the Edmonton Oilers and the New York Islanders at this point, which cover most of that double decade in terms of regular season play. Those teams were dominant both regular season and postseason. Since we've had the lockout, which was 04-05, I think we've seen a much different type of league, and on only a few occasions has the team that's won the President's Trophy for the most points in the regular season also won the Stanley Cup. I believe it's about 15 years since that happened. I think the Detroit Red Wings were the last team. So, you know, it's a whole different ball game. Tampa Bay scored 301 goals. No one's going to come close to that. It's going to come down at the end of the season to the team that gives up the least goals. And right now, those two teams would be the Boston Bruins and the New York Islanders.
It's good stuff, John Poulter, our professor of sports. We got to take a quick pause for cause, so we're going to do that. We made it through without talking about the Vegas Golden Knights, which is my favorite team. Anyways, we've got to take a quick break, so keep it close, everybody. We're going to talk baseball on the other side. John Poulter, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Crosby, this whole power play.
Crosby, center point, Pettersson. Kessel at the dot, looking in front. Gensel right there, goes to Crosby. Crosby back across, score! Phil Kessel!
This is Dorf on Sports.
Come on. Come on.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? for a vacation or a new car, but today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Coming to Santana, fires Dale's fastball, swung on, hit to right field and deep. It's a slicing drive. Giddy up, gone! Grand slam, Domingo Santana!
Again, the set by Strickland. He delivers, and a swing and a miss for strike three, and the ball game is over. The Mariners win it on opening night 2019 here in Tokyo. A final score of 9-7 over the Oakland A's, and Hunter Strickland in his Mariners debut. 1-2-3's the A's here in the bottom of the ninth to pick up his first save in a Mariners uniform.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. Yeah, you can tell. That's right. That music lets you know that we're going to talk some Major League Baseball. As we all know, literally right around the corner, March 28th. Is the opening day, and if I'm not mistaken, that is the earliest opening day ever. All 30 teams will be playing on March 28th, and that's history, people. That is totally history right there. Welcome back in, Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, and yes, our professor of sports, John Poulter, joining us too to talk about this. John, I know how special baseball is to you, and Just talk for a moment about how special opening day is for just about everybody.
Well, I think opening day, more than any sport, I think opening day in baseball has a very special meaning. Baseball is a six-month marathon, as we've spoken many times. It's not a sprint. The NFL is somewhat of a sprint because it's only 16 games. The NHL is a marathon, and I guess basketball is a marathon too, but of course they're fall-winter sports as opposed to spring-summer sports. And I think, you know, baseball sort of always been classified as the national pastime in the United States and to some extent the summer pastime in Canada. But what it really does is it sort of is a sign that winter is over, and that goes back to the days when spring training was 6 or 7 weeks in Florida and later in Arizona, and teams were not opening until the 15th or 16th of April. Spring was really here. So it was sort of a new wish for a new year. It was almost like New Year's Day all over again. And, of course, every team had this thought that their team maybe had a chance to win the pennant and sit back and enjoy some baseball and have a leisurely summer and watch your heroes play and follow the stories of the players and the personalities. Baseball is a much different sport because of the pace of it. I think everybody just kind of sits back and thinks about summer when they hear that baseball has started. And the fact that we're starting in March now puts a little bit of a damper on it. But certainly in terms of looking forward to it, opening day, I think, is something every baseball fan looks forward to for most of the season. Over the winter, you look forward to pitchers and catchers reporting because that's the start of spring, and then you start looking, once spring training has started, you start looking at opening day, and you keep thinking, it's not that far away. Once they start throwing pitches in competition as opposed to exhibition, spring is really here, and everybody loves to see the end of winter. So I think there's a number of factors involved.
John, you know, you're sitting there talking about, you know, what opening day means and just, you know, it's kind of romanticized in a way, but I want you to talk about the career of Ichiro. I mean, here's a guy that, you know, started the flow of Japanese players, Korean players, Asian players. What has his career meant to the game of baseball?
I think it's told us that the Asian players, and I don't want to just use the term Japanese players, even though the majority of Asian players that we see in North America are of Japanese origin, and he clearly was the leader of that pack, and he is, of course, Japanese. I think he opened the door to the fact that guys could come over from Asia and be more than just middle roster players. Here's a guy that came to the major leagues late, still had 3,000 hits, leaves at the age of, I think he's 45, he's 44 for sure, he might be 45. He basically was a trailblazer, and I think it was very appropriate that he left on the terms that he did. Great to know that he's staying in the game, working in the Mariners front office, but certainly he opened the door for a tremendous number of his countrymen and other Asians to come over and play this great game in North America.
Is he a first ballot Hall of Famer?
No question about it. I mean, if you add the hits that he got in the Japanese League, he would be over 4,000 hits, which to me is an incredible total. And you know, let's not be critical of the Japanese League. It's not Major League caliber, but it's certainly better than AAA caliber. It's probably just a step below Major League Baseball. So while we maybe shouldn't take those Japanese hits on a one-for-one basis, his Major League record alone, in my mind, makes him a first-ballot Hall of Famer. The numbers he put up in Japan are just icing on the cake, as far as I'm concerned.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, hanging out with us, talking Major League Baseball. John, let me ask you this. We're very close, like we've said, to opening day. Give me some teams to look out for on the up-and-up, and then also some of those teams that you think that are going to kind of do what they did again last year, this year?
Well, I guess we got to look at the big boys, the Cubs, the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Red Sox. I think they're the teams that will perform exactly the way that they did last year. They'll be the sort of the benchmark that everybody else is managed to or measured to. I think two teams that are going to be very interesting, maybe I can include the New York Mets when I talk about this, but the two teams I was going to talk about in terms of that are going to be better teams than I think we anticipated, one is the Philadelphia Phillies. They've added Bryce Harper and several other quality free agents. I can see them improving tremendously. Machado is going to make a big difference to the San Diego Padres, and here's a team that is 15-9 in spring training, the best record in the Cactus League. On top of Machado, they also have what's ranked as the best minor league system in baseball by Street & Smith, which is a very valued publication and a very well-respected publication. So I can see San Diego being a big improvement. I can see the Phillies being a big improvement. And I think the Mets have an opportunity to also be a big improvement. They've made some changes, but that whole division, that whole Eastern division now is going to be very challenging, because I thought a couple of weeks ago that the Miami Marlins might be the only weak team in that league, but all of a sudden the Miami Marlins 14-10 in spring training, fourth in the Grapefruit League. So that might be a very interesting division. Of course, we're going to see the Astros very strong again. Milwaukee, hopefully, if everybody can stay healthy in Milwaukee, we'll see another great season out of the Brewers and a great race between the Brewers and the Cubs. But my understanding is that the Brewers do have some pitching issues, and they're actually talking to Craig Kimbrell about signing him. Whether he will be much help out of the gate right away if they do in fact sign him is another question, because he's obviously hasn't faced any live hitting since last fall. So I think those are the teams that are going to surprise everybody a little bit as to how they come out. And I'm a little bit surprised at the poor showing of the Cardinals in spring training. I thought the Cardinals did a very good job of overhauling and upgrading over the wintertime. I still think they might be the best team in that central division, but 11-15 in spring training, which is not a very good sign. So that's a big question mark for me. But you know, again, 162 games, a whole lot of things can happen over 6 months.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us here on the program. Mike, if you want, fire away. Otherwise, I can keep going.
No, I was gonna ask you. You know, he's talking about the Cardinals, and you know, they just gave Goldie a nice little extension. What does that mean for the Cardinals and Goldschmidt moving forward? I mean, it's a nice commitment at the very least.
Yeah, I think it's a good move for both sides. The Cardinals have always been a very conservative organization. Goldschmidt, very much a team player, a good man in the community, good teammate, good player, well-respected. I think it's a nice fit. And I was just thinking this morning that, you know, we're now starting to see baseball sort of a little bit along the lines of hockey, where teams are starting to lock up their better players that year or more before they hit free agency. I mean, in the last, since we had the Machado and Harper signings, which took all winter, all of a sudden we've seen big extensions for guys like Goldschmidt, Trout, Verlander, Chris Sale, Arenado, Bregman, and Ryan Pressly in Houston. So it's almost narrowing down that free agent class for 2020 that we're not going to have the big names that we had this year. We're not going to spend most of next offseason wondering where some of these big boys are going to sign, because most of the big boys are already locked up and for long term.
Hey, let me ask you, that brings up a great point. That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports. The contracts are getting outrageous. You know, for a long time, we hadn't seen these kinds of deals being made where there's the long term and the big dollar amounts in baseball. Are you shocked, surprised, and how does this affect everything?
I don't know whether I'm shocked or surprised. You know, we've seen big money thrown around for a while now, and some of these numbers are just mind-boggling for those of us that still go to work every day or went to work most of our lives. It's putting the average fan sort of out of the game. These guys are entertainers. They're being paid like entertainers. I didn't think we'd get there, but certainly we are, and it's a lot of money being thrown around.
Hey, John, as always, appreciate your time. Look forward to catching you next week when we'll be talking about regular season Major League Baseball.
Yeah, isn't that a great thought?
Crazy. And we'll be seeing you real soon here in Arizona. So
Next week, I will be talking to you from Arizona.
That's great. John Poulter, our professor of sports, have a great day. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to come back. We're going to get into some March Madness NCAA basketball talk. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Launches one high in the air. Deep left field. Goldie, gone.
High ball.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Three-quarter court pressure. Dennis Jones breaks it into the lane. His handle is broken. Bishop knocks it away. Jenkins into the lane. Out to Edge. Splashdown. A right corner three for Darnell Edge. His sixth three tonight. And it's a three-point game at 56-53 Prairie View.
Welcome back in, everybody. March Madness. You gotta love the madness. To a certain degree, it's been fun, it's been interesting, and you know, it's been a little bit predictable as well. But welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. So much to get into with the March Madness tournament. Just want to go through some of the scores from Saturday's action, and then we'll get you set up with the action that's going to happen later on this afternoon. Gonzaga wins over Baylor 83-71, Michigan State 70-50 over Minnesota, Kentucky 62-56 over Wofford, Michigan 64-49 over Florida, Florida State 90-62 over Murray State, and Ja Morant, his run is over at March Madness, and the kid definitely made his mark, though. Let's not kid ourselves. The kid was fantastic. LSU slips by Maryland 69-67. Purdue races past the last year's champion Villanova 87-61. And Carson Edwards was just absolutely in fuego. The guy did not miss a shot, on fire all day long. 42 points, really knocking him dead. Auburn 89-75 over the Rock Chalk Jayhawks of Kansas. That was your action on Saturday. And I'll tell you what, Mike, the common theme from that was a lot of blowouts, as you could tell from the scores I mentioned. Really only a couple of close games in the whole day of action. Hopefully Sunday brings us better at basketball and better action. Iowa taking on Tennessee, that's your early game. Washington playing North Carolina. I expect North Carolina to cruise past them. UCF playing Duke, and UCF has that big dude, man. I'll be very interested to see how Duke attacks him. Buffalo playing Texas Tech. Liberty going at it against Virginia Tech. Oklahoma playing Virginia. Ohio State playing Houston. UC Irvine in the nightcapper playing Oregon, and I definitely like Oregon in that one. But Mike Wilson, your thoughts so far of what you've seen of March Madness?
Well, you know, you talked about, you know, that there have been some upsets, but for the most part, the favorites have got, you know, have got over in that whole thing, and talked about, you know, that the basketball is not, there's not parity necessarily. It's just some bad basketball. I tend to agree with you. You know, as much as I like seeing the upsets, I mean, we all know in the end, it's the big boys that kind of make their way through, because if you got the better talent, you typically win. But I got a question for you in terms of that Auburn-Kansas game.
Yeah.
Kansas, you know, did they just pull another Kansas yesterday, or is Auburn truly 14 points better than Rock Chalk?
Well, I think you could make an argument that they were way better than 14 points better than them for most of the game. And, you know, the final score, I don't think is necessarily fair as to how bad of a beatdown that was, to be honest with you, Mike. No, I mean, you know, this wasn't a typical Kansas Jayhawk team. I mean, they couldn't shoot the ball very well. They didn't defend the three ball very well. And Auburn shoots the three ball incredibly well, obviously, as we all saw them display that on Saturday. But, you know, this wasn't your typical Kansas Jayhawk team. And I think that ultimately Bill Self had himself a bunch of young guys. I think he was starting something like four freshmen this year. So that's a challenge in itself. I mean, so looking at what they have in the future, I think they'll be back. They definitely have to work on – getting guys that can shoot the ball a little bit better. And like I said, defending the three ball, because the way that the game is now, it's pretty much a three-point contest. And if you've got guys that can shoot, the spacing is incredibly important. And then that's what Auburn did all night long, is they just spaced that floor up on them and got to the open man, and boom, they were knocking it down more often than not. So, no, I think that Auburn's a pretty good basketball team, to be quite honest with you. And I don't think there's any shame in losing to them. But, yeah, it was somewhat of a surprise and a shock to me at how badly Kansas was losing throughout that whole basketball game. And again, the 14-point spread at the end, I don't think is even tells much of the story, because that was more like a 25 to 30-point game, Mike.
Right, right. And I tend to kind of agree with you on that. And, you know, Kansas was missing one of their big men, their swing man, their wing guy, Vic. He left the program because of some personal issues or family issues or something like that. So they were down some talent. But, yeah, it was, like you said, it was kind of more like a 25, 30-point beatdown. You know who impresses me is Florida State. I think, you know, there are some people talking about Florida State, but I don't think Florida State's, you know, getting all the talk that maybe they deserve. I mean, they put down Murray State, but I mean, let's face it, Murray State's a 12th seed. It's not like they put down Duke or anything like that. But Florida State is tall. They're long. They're athletic. I mean, that starting lineup, dude, like they're one of their guards is 6'6". I think Florida State can do some real damage. What are your thoughts with the Seminoles?
Well, Florida State is not a surprise, man. That's a team that was a Elite Eight team last year. They beat Gonzaga en route to doing that. And you know what? If I'm not mistaken, they've got a date with Gonzaga once again in the Sweet 16. So I think you're going to see this is when the big boys start to come out and play. And, yeah, I think Florida State's really good. The thing I wonder about them is, at times they do play a little bit out of control. They turn the ball over a little bit, have some untimely fouls, and get some key guys in spots where they get in trouble. So I think it's important for Florida State to stay in the lead of games. And if they're not, then they really have to play smart. I think that they're an interesting team. I think LSU, I think you got to look out for them. I think Auburn's pretty damn good too. Purdue, if they can play the way that they did, they shot the lights out, man. I mean, and like I said, when you think about it, more often than not these days, it's like a three-point contest out there, Mike. The teams that have guys that can shoot the rock, they're going to continue to play basketball. At least in my humble opinion, Gonzaga, a bunch of guys that can shoot the rock, Michigan State, they got guys that can make buckets. They defend the basketball extremely well too. They only gave up 50 points. And, you know, you're talking about teams that are banged up. Minnesota really banged up in this game too. And the fact that they were even able to go out there and play at all, relatively impressive, because they were undermanned going into the game, and Michigan State took full advantage of that. So, but with that being said, Big Ten represented pretty well, brother. You know, you have Michigan, Michigan State, and Purdue all making it to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, I mean, SEC's represented pretty well too with this. You know, we forgot to mention Kentucky down there, and they struggled without their big man in the middle yesterday. But Wolford can shoot the three, and that's what kind of kept them in the game a little bit. Besides their main guy, who just, I think he went 0 for 13 or 0 for 14 yesterday. So that kind of spelled doom for them. But let me ask you this. And this is, I think you and I are going to agree on this. There's this whole little controversy with Tom Izzo and the way he got upset with one of his freshman players about some assignment that he missed, or he just wasn't playing well and he got in his face and all that kind of stuff. And people are like, you don't touch the kids. You don't do that. You can't coach kids like that anymore. What are your thoughts on Izzo's somewhat controversy? I don't think it's that big of a controversy to me, but what are your thoughts?
I got no problem with Tom Izzo, man. I think the body of work speaks for itself. And I don't think that anybody that sends their kid there is worried about anything with Tom Izzo. He's an emotional guy, man. You know, he's got a job to do, just like you and I. We talk sports. He's got to go out there, and he's got to be the guy that's in control. He's the leader. Ultimately, he's the main leader of those guys. And if he doesn't care, why would those kids care? And I think that, you know, I think the kid's response to him was something like, my bad, you know. And, you know, Tom Izzo didn't he took offense to that. And I too would take offense to that. If I'm working with a kid, I mean, you know, I'm a coach as well. I coach tennis. And if I'm coaching a kid and the kid says to me, hey, my bad, I'm sorry, coach. I didn't give it everything I had. Well, man, oh man, that kid's going to be running for sure. That's first and foremost, Mike. He'll be doing sprints for me right then and there. But second of all, there's got to be some sort of a lesson that you learn from that, and you got to take something away. And Tom Izzo was doing his job, if you ask me, and I have no problem with him touching a kid in any way, shape, or form, because I know that he's doing it for the greater good of that team and his program and that kid as well.
Right, right. And, you know, and there's nothing wrong with being coached hard at all. And, you know, I've coached football, basketball, high school level, softball. I was not a big yeller, but I certainly, you know, let players know when they were messing up. And like you said, they would be running lines or something like that. I have absolutely no problem with it. Now, let me get your views on Virginia. Virginia just seems... I don't know if they're going to get to the Final Four. I don't know if they're going to go out today and lose to Oklahoma. They're kind of an enigma to me with Virginia. Your thoughts?
Vulnerable. You know, I look at them as a team that, yeah, they defend extremely well. And I think that's something that is very important. But they go on long droughts, man. They're a team that I really don't trust very much of, you know, and they have to rely on defense big time. And Oklahoma is a team that does like to get it up and down. And I think that that's the type of team that they do struggle with. So this is a decent matchup for Oklahoma in the sense of, can they get the upset? Sure. Virginia, look, the only team to ever lose to a 16 seed. And, you know, they were on their way to the same type of disaster in round one with Gardner Webb. In this year's tournament too, you know, they were down 6 points and then obviously eventually go on to win that game. But winning by 15 points over a 16 seed is extremely unimpressive. So Virginia has a lot to prove out there on their way to, if they're going to make it to a Sweet 16. But I think this is a great opportunity for an Oklahoma team that likes to get up and down against a team like Virginia that's going to be having all the pressure on them and everything in their favor. So I like Oklahoma to keep this thing close for sure.
What about Carolina, North Carolina, Washington?
I expect
the Tar Heels to win. But do you think it's going to be close than people think, or do you think it's just a blowout?
No, I think this is a runaway. I think you know, North Carolina has that power to knock you out, and I don't think Washington's going to be able to score with them. I think that, you know, you're going to see maybe a first half that's pretty good, and but after that, I do think the depth and the amount of minutes that North Carolina is going to apply that pressure on Washington is just going to take its toll. So I think in the second half, you'll see them open things up quite a bit.
Who's the team? And I'm just firing questions at you, buddy. That's all I'm doing here. Who's the team that you don't want to face?
Like, who's the team I don't want to face?
Yeah, right now.
I'll tell you what. Auburn looks pretty damn good. Florida State looks pretty damn good. Those are the two, and Purdue looked really good too, man. Those are teams that I'll take away from Saturday's action. And Sunday, I don't know yet. You know, you got to see who shows up. But Zion Williamson and Dookie V, man, I think that they're a pretty tough out. So ultimately, that's my all around champion. That's who I think wins it all. So I think they're the toughest out. But I do hear the music. We got to come back and wrap up hour number one. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Into the forecourt. It is Morant with the basketball. Crossover dribble, take into the lane, finds a wide open shooter, left side, and it's good. Oh, goodness. We welcome those of you just joining us across our network. 3:30 to go, first half, and John Morant's putting on a show. Murray State with a 36-28 lead over Marquette. His seventh assist in this first half.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Who's with me? I know you're in. How about you? You're in? You're in? You're in?
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package.
800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
What a break for the Mariners right there. The high throw taking Canna off the bag, and D. Gordon is able to score the go-ahead run. Mariners now lead by a score of 5-4. Good hustle by Santana, because Profar knew he had to hustle and get that throw to first base, and it took Canna off the bag.
This is Dorf on Sports.
This is mayhem.
Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us. Let's talk about the week that was, the weekend that's still going on. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Mike, hour number one is cruised by. Obviously, hour number two is definitely on the horizon. We'll be talking a little NBA. We'll be talking some more NCAA basketball, and it'll be getting going while you and I are on the air. So we'll have that to talk about and discuss. Major League Baseball, earliest time it's ever gotten started. March 28th is the official opening day, and I know how special baseball is to you, and I'm not huge on it, but yes, my Milwaukee Brewers, hopefully they can come back and have the same type of season they had last year, and we go neck and neck with you and the Cubs, bro. That'd be sweet for me, Brian.
Yeah, I'd like to see another rundown with the Cubs and the Brewers for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So Keep it close, everybody. Hour number one is in the books. That means, like I said, hour number two is on the horizon and a ton to get into basketball-wise, maybe some football, maybe whatever's on your mind, too. So keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
It seems Democrats and Republicans seldom agree on anything, and that includes who should get the first look at the just-completed Mueller report. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler tells Fox News Sunday there's no way the White House should get first dibs.
Certainly they should not get an advanced look at the report. The report should go public in its entirety see where the chips fall.
The president's personal attorneys say they should get a peek. Attorney General William Barr still going through that report. One of the more than 1,300 passengers aboard the stranded Norwegian cruise ship Viking Sky that was airlifted to safety is Beth Clark, who describes her rescue.
I was more terrified of hitting the blades. I didn't look down, so that was my big fear. Everyone had their different fears. That was mine. But they were awesome. I mean, as soon as they hoisted you up, you grabbed me and pulled me in like a sack of potatoes.
With a few hundred people still on the ship, it was towed to calmer waters. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra-soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
Missouri, now one of the states feeling the effects of flooding in the Midwest. GOP Senator Josh Hawley toured the flood damage yesterday.
First thing we've got to do is we've got to get some relief to these communities. I mean, so the governor has declared a state of emergency, which is outstanding, to begin to get relief from the federal government. So I'll be making sure, helping in every way I can to make sure that the state's request for emergency funding gets to the president and then gets approved.
He says the heavy rain and snow have ruined family farms and homes and killed livestock. The Pentagon has identified two U.S. soldiers killed Friday in Afghanistan. They were killed along with Afghan troops during a fight with the Taliban. The two are identified as 29-year-old Joseph Collette of Lancaster, Ohio, and 33-year-old Will Lindsay of Cortez, Colorado. Democratic presidential candidate Senator Kamala Harris is the first candidate to announce a plan to hike federal investment in teacher pay. She hasn't said where the money will come from. She says currently teachers are making more than 10% less than other college-educated graduates. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
U.S.-backed Syrian fighters continue to clear explosives in the last area taken from ISIS, detonating landmines and suicide belts. John Clemens reports.
Victory celebrations were held in Baghouz, Syria, amid concerns that ISIS will continue to pose a threat to not only the people in the region, but in the wider world. U.S. State Department Deputy Special Envoy to Syria, William Robach, pledged continued U.S. support for the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces.
It delivers a crushing strategic blow and underscores the unwavering commitment of our local partners and the global coalition to defeat ISIS.
I'm John Clemens.
No justice! No peace!
No justice! No peace!
Rallies got underway for a second straight day in Pittsburgh following the acquittal of former police officer Michael Rosfeld.
What side are you on, the people?
Protesters sang during a Saturday afternoon solidarity service for Antoine Rose. Rose's father says it's very painful to see what happened, to sit there and deal with it. He spoke to the hundreds who gathered yesterday to protest the jury's acquittal of Rosfeld. The officer had been charged with homicide in last summer's shooting. Bystanders took cell phone video of a man kicking a 78-year-old woman repeatedly on a subway in New York, but they didn't intervene. The suspect then told the onlookers, "World Star That," a reference to a popular site that posts videos of people involved in altercations, among other things. 36-year-old Mark Gomez was later arrested. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I got no clue what it is for you. I just know it is the Dorf on Sports weekend edition for me, Andy Dorf, and Mike Wilson. Welcome in, everybody. Lots to talk about, from March Madness to Major League Baseball opening day coming on real, real hot March 28th. Earliest it's ever been. NBA playoffs are just around the corner. NHL playoffs just around the corner. We've got you covered in every single way. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Tennessee and Iowa just about to get it underway as March Madness will continue today. A full docket of games. Washington, North Carolina, UCF playing Duke. That's the big matchup of Taco and Zion. Buffalo playing Texas Tech. Liberty playing Virginia Tech. Oklahoma, Virginia. Ohio State, Houston, and UC Irvine playing Oregon. Mike Wilson, we got ourselves a hell of a day of basketball, my friend.
Yes, we do. It's couch time, shift time, dip time, beer time to watch basketball today, man. That's what it is.
You got it, brother. Well, we're just getting loose, getting warmed up, a lot to get into in the sports world. We're going to do it for about the next 50 minutes, so keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets?
Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
It's so nice now that the kids are asleep.
Cheers.
We got the kids, our house, a stable income.
Checking off all the boxes.
But there's one box we haven't checked off.
What's that?
Life insurance.
We don't need to think about that now. We're young.
That's why now is the best time. Life insurance gets more expensive the older you get.
But I don't have time to do a blood test. It's such a hassle to meet with someone just to get a quote.
Not with Ethos.
Ethos?
It's a modern kind of life insurance. You just answer four quick questions at GetEthos.com and get a free instant quote. No pushy salespeople. And no medical exams required for policies covering under $1 million. You can apply online in just 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Let's do it.
But then what will we do for the rest of the night?
I'm sure we can think of something.
Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to GetEthos.com. That's E-T-H-O-S. GetEthos.com. GetEthos.com.
They go down low to Fernando. Low post left side. Backs his way in. Forces his way to the basket. Musinski with the block shot. Loose ball. It's on the ground. Picked up by Morcell. Leaves it for Smith, who jammed it home. And Windler is called for the foul. Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
And Maryland takes a 76-73 lead with 1:41 to play.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. March Madness is underway for the day already as we are just into hour number two here. Tennessee, Iowa, a little bit over a minute into the game, and Tennessee has gotten out of the gates pretty hot. Mike Wilson nailing their first 2 3-pointers. Iowa comes back down. They do make a 2-point bucket. The foul doesn't convert the and one, and then Tennessee off to the races as they're now up 8-2 early on Iowa. So tempo, pace, looks like Tennessee wants to get up and down the floor. Iowa going to want to slow it down a little bit more with them. And, Mike, I got to give you some credit. Tennessee is a team that I know that you've been high on all season long. They've got three special players that obviously can carry them to the Sweet 16 and beyond. But Tennessee, you know, you asked me a little while ago about teams that I was a little bit worried about or concerned about, and I got to think that Tennessee is a team that you think can go all the way.
Oh, absolutely. They're a veteran team. I mean, this is, you know, Tennessee is a team that you get when your guys stay around for more than 1 year and it shows come tournament time. These guys, Schofield, Haynes, you know, the point guard there, you know, they've been through the fire. They've been together for a while. They have the chemistry. And it's all come together this year for them. So, you know, Tennessee, like you said, yeah, I've been on Tennessee's bandwagon for a long time this year. And let's, you know, I'm just hoping they can continue on and make a Final Four run, maybe get a natty out of it. But they're going to be a tough out. I mean, they're a two seed. So they're a two seed for a reason. So we'll see if they can, you know, continue their good play that they've shown over the course of the past couple months. So, I mean, they're up by a touchdown right now, 11-4. So,
yeah, but you can see how this game is up and down, and you know, it's a track meet thus far. And right now, Tennessee definitely winning it. And I think they're a little more athletic. I think they're a little longer. I think they will be eventually the victor in this one. But once again, pretty strong showing thus far from the Big Ten, SEC as well. So that's why these two teams, they're matched up. And I expect a dogfight with these guys all day long. But, you know, the guard you're talking about, that's Boone, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Or I'm sorry, Bone. Bone is his last name. And then Williams is another special player. Just made a really tough basket right there and going to the free throw line for an opportunity for an and one. Rick Barnes has himself a pretty damn good basketball team, Mike Wilson. These guys are good. This isn't a mistake, like you said. They're a two seed for a reason. They can ball. They can get up and down the floor. They can play.
Well, and let's give Barnes some credit here. I mean, Barnes is a pretty dang good coach as well. And, you know, for a guy that, you know, that there was some questions about, you know, he's proven people wrong right now. And it makes coaching a lot easier when you got a veteran team, as well. So I'll give Barnes a lot of credit for the run that Tennessee's been on this year. Here's a question for you. And I don't know if this will segue, but, you know, everybody talks about Ja Morant. Okay. Had a pretty good, you know, first game. Was kind of, you know, FSU size and length, I think, gave him some problems a little bit yesterday. And Murray State got blown out. But how do you think Ja Morant will do on the next level?
I think the guy's got a great game. I mean, he showed you. He's an all-around player.
Yeah.
You know, that triple double in the first round, I don't think was a mistake. I think it was legit. I mean, he only had 17 points. He had 16 assists. I mean, that was impressive, man. So, and we know he's a high riser. We know he can fly. We know that. The high IQ, I think, is pretty good. The length of Florida State gave him fits and nightmares all day on Saturday, but let's be honest here. You know, when you're playing in the NBA, for the most part, you're going to have equal talent on both sides of the floor. And I think that what you saw there, and I'm not trying to take anything away from his teammates, was the fact that you had one guy that's NBA ready and obviously a real high draft pick in Ja. And then you've got the guys that, you know, he's bringing to the party with him that play for Murray State. And I'm not trying to knock those guys. They played their hearts out. They did everything that they could. And, you know, they came up with the upset in round one over Marquette. And I think that was one that was relatively easy to call for people. But then, like you said, you put them up against that talent and that length and that size and that athletic ability from a Florida State team that you're going to get it from top to bottom. It's a different equation for a guy like Ja to be able to maneuver and handle. So just, I think that the deck was stacked too high, I guess is what I'm really trying to say. And does he belong on that floor with those kids from Florida State? Absolutely. Do the rest of the guys that he brought with him to the party belong there? That's a different question, Mike Wilson. So I think the deck was somewhat stacked, and I think that he had so much pressure on him. You saw he came out of the gates and, you know, he was hitting shots. He was knocking it down. He was keeping his team in it early. But just the lack of firepower for him, the lack of guys that he could bring to the party, I think was ultimately what was going to do him in against the Florida State team that is heavily talented.
Exactly. And, you know, I have the same thoughts. You know, you can only do so much when you're one guy playing against five other guys and your other guys are not on the level of a Florida State team. But I think, you know, when he gets drafted, you know, he didn't say anything about going to the NBA after the game. And I don't blame him for doing that at all. But I think his game's going to translate just fine to the pros. You know, there's one team, Dorf, that we haven't been talking – that we haven't talked about yet, and it's Houston. Houston's a right now, I kind of look at them, they're kind of a quiet three seed. I don't see a lot of, or hear a lot of people talking about them. But I've seen them play two, three times this year, and that's a pretty dang good team that they have down there in Houston. How much success do you think they're going to have against the Buckeyes today?
You know, Ohio State's a tough team to figure out because they can look pretty awful at times, but then again, they can play pretty well. And, you know, they put it together in round one, and they were pretty solid. You know, look, that's another Big Ten team. I mean, again, we keep mentioning these Big Ten squads one after another, and you just go on and you say, you know, that they play a pretty good brand of basketball in the Big Ten, and it's not surprising that we're talking about them. But I do think Houston's a good basketball team, man. I mean, they proved it all year long with all the victories that they have, and they can put up points. We know that they've got some guys that can play. And I think if you're talking about somebody that has something to prove, I would definitely put them in that category. They've got something to prove. And it's because, like you said, they don't get the pub. They don't get the respect that a lot of these other schools get. This is an impressive run for them. Them being a three seed, 30 victories, over 30 victories on the season now, that's a good basketball team. Don't kid yourself. But they're going to have their hands full. Like, I mean, I expect another great basketball game. I mean, that's a pretty neutral site there when you're talking about the Oklahoma Center and Tulsa, Oklahoma for Houston and Ohio State. And we know how well the Buckeyes travel, man. So I think that's a great basketball game. Looking forward to it. I know the music's playing. We got to take a break. We're going to do that. We're going to continue talking probably NCAA basketball on the other side. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down, 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads. Pain! If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Friesel between the circles, ball on his right hip, to Samuelson on the right wing. Roll it to Ward in the corner. Ward, watched by Zachary Douglas. Ward, driving the baseline, and he scores it off the glass. Half a step on Douglas. Three-point lead for North Dakota State, 73-70. Lavelle Moten calls a timeout for North Carolina Central. Tyson Ward has been elite tonight for the Bison. 21 points.
This is Dorf on Sports.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us. Let's talk. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too. DorfOnSportsRadio.com. As we said earlier, obviously March Madness going on right behind us today. It'll be going on all day long. Speaking of which, a full docket of games all day long, starting out with Tennessee and Iowa, which is going on right now. Early on in the game, just about 7 minutes underway into it, 21-12 right now, Tennessee on top. They seem to be playing the pace, the tempo that they want. Iowa does have guys that can knock shots down, so I do think that the thing to be concerned about if you're Tennessee is if you go on a little bit of a drought, Iowa will have the ability to get back in the game because they can knock down the long ball. Got a bunch of guys that can shoot it, at least from so far what I've seen. Mike, let me ask you, do you enjoy the style of play in college basketball?
If it's up and down, yeah. But a lot of times, to me, college basketball is a tough watch because it's so controlled. The coaches have so much control over what they want to do. And like Virginia, I'll watch Virginia, but it's watching Virginia is real tough for me because they slow it down. They drag that shot clock down. They stretch out the possessions, you know, all that kind of stuff. That's why I'm a little bit bigger of an NBA fan. The freedom of movement, get up and down. It's just a much more entertaining way to watch a game when you got something like that going on. So college, depending on what the style is, the college game can be fun, but at the same time, it can be, you know, it's kind of like watching grass grow because of the control that some of these coaches put over every single possession.
Well, it sounds like pace of play is what you're talking about for the most part. And
yeah.
Obviously, it is more fun to watch guys get up and down the floor. But what I really find difficult to watch in college basketball is the droughts, man, where teams do go on those 5, 6, 7, 8, maybe even 9, 10-minute droughts of you know, scoring where, you know, it can be like a 25-2 scoring run. You see that here and there in the NBA, don't get me wrong, but I just think it's the lack of the ability to put the ball in the bucket on a consistent basis in college basketball. And, you know, maybe it's good defense, maybe it's poor shooting, maybe it's a little bit of a combination of both, but I think that pace of play is obviously something that keeps us interested in watching the college game. And yeah, I think that there's tons of control, but I also think that there's just a lot of missed shots. And I think that the quality of play itself is way down in general.
No, I would tend to agree with you. And the example that I'll give you is, I mean, you know, last week I was in Vegas for the Pac-12 conference tournament, and the championship game between the Washington Huskies and the Oregon Ducks. I mean, the Ducks won the conference tournament, the whole thing, but the Huskies went on scoring droughts of 4.5 minutes, almost 6 minutes. One was over 7 minutes, closer to 8 minutes in the game. And it was just like there was a top on top of the bucket, and they were getting some of those looks were good looks right around the basket, and they still couldn't score. So, yeah, watching these teams struggle from the field really can bring down, you know, the way you look at a game and the talent. I don't think the talent is quite what it is, what it was when you and I were growing up. Because let's face it, when you and I were growing up, everybody stayed 3 to 4 years. You got to know these players. They got to improve their games every single year. And now it's, you know, it's totally flipped on its head with one and done. So I think that plays a part as well.
You know, you just brought up something else that's somewhat interesting to me, is because I've found it more difficult to watch as the years go on as well. And I do think it is because of the one and done, how it's ruined the game. And, you know, you think about all these players, how, like you said, they all used to be 3 and 4 year guys. We knew all their names. It was almost just like, you know, you knew them as well as you knew the guys in the NBA. Now it's like you don't know who these guys are. So it's almost really hard to relate. It's hard to identify with these schools and these teams. And ultimately, I mean, in a weird way, unless you're in Las Vegas and you're wagering on these games, it is somewhat difficult to want to watch these games because you don't know who the players are. The quality of play isn't that great, and it could be a waste of 2 or 3 hours of your time, to be quite honest with you, man.
Yeah, it could be a waste of 2 to 3 hours of your time, certainly. And, you know, I found myself covering, I mean, I go to Arizona State games and I go to conference tournaments and that kind of thing. And there are times when I walk out of the arena like, wow, like I could have been at the gym working out. I could have been doing a dozen other things besides watching this horrible, horrible play on the court. And, you know, I mean, let's face it, when you and I were growing up, you know, Chris Mullins, Patrick Ewing, Jordan Perkins, you know, you could go down the line. It was appointment television. You didn't want to miss a game. Now it's, like you said, and I said, you know, with the one and dones, it makes it tough to watch because, like you said, you don't know the players, you don't know their names, you don't, you know, all that kind of stuff. And it's not appointment television, and it should be. The college game at its core is a good game, but when you have things being affected like the, you know, affecting it like the one and dones, I don't know what to say here. The quality of the game just goes down. It doesn't make you want to watch. It's kind of like watching a bad movie. It's like you don't want to watch a bad movie.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is what it is.
It is. And speaking of that, there is a special player that we are going to have a chance to check out later on today when Duke plays UCF. And it's an interesting matchup. You know, you have Taco, a guy who's like 7'6", going up against Zion. I think Zion's going to get the better of this thing. I just think he's too athletic and gets up and down the floor too well. He'll have a couple of really sick pokes and some nice posters probably. But you know, we are knocking the game a little bit, and I'll tell you what, that there's something that is very refreshing and very special and very unique about Zion Williamson. I really truly enjoy watching this kid play. So the two bright spots for me in this tournament have definitely been Zion. Again, I just think he's special. I think he's fun. I think he gets it. And then Ja, you know, those two kids are special and they're going on to the next level. But we've been knocking the game a little bit. I want to give credit to guys like that, and especially since people will be able to watch Zion play a little bit later today and what's going to be an interesting matchup against a guy who's 7'6" tall in Taco.
Yeah, I mean, the talk is, you know, is Zion going to get a dunk down? Yeah, he's going to get a dunk down. He's going to be able to get up and down the court, like you said, on Taco. I mean, Taco being 7'6", I mean, he's just a kind of a freak to watch. But I will say this about Taco. You know, when you talk about a player that's 7'6", usually you're talking about a guy that's real gawky, awkward, kind of, he doesn't look like he kind of belongs out on the court type of thing. Taco has coordination. Like he can play, he can post up, he has some footwork. So he's not as gawky and awkward as these typical 7'6" or just extremely tall college players are. But I mean, let's face it, Zion's a freak of nature. I mean, he's going to sell tickets beyond tickets at the next level. He's going to sell jerseys at the next level like crazy wherever he ends up. And Zion makes Duke appointment television. Not that Duke wasn't already, you know, on everybody's radar. Oh, it's the Duke game. Let's go watch the Dukies, you know. But now you got Zion who, I mean, we all know he throws down 360 dunks. He's quick. He can pass. He can do, you know, he's a freak of nature. So it is going to be fun to watch that matchup. But I think in the end, I think the Dukies run away with this game.
Yeah, I have a feeling he makes Taco look a little bit awkward today.
He makes a lot of people look awkward.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, in general, you're talking about a guy that is 7 feet 6 inches tall, and he's going to have to show some mobility if he's going to play against a guy like Zion. And Zion has a way of making guys look a little foolish, and the way that he floats through the air, carrying that 285-pound frame, I honestly don't think I've ever seen anything like it. And you know, he's that next guy that's going to come to the NBA and just be incredibly special in some way, shape, or form. And he does it in a lot of different ways. So I'm impressed with Zion. I think the guy has an all around great game, and I think he translates really well on the next level. So take a real close eye and watch him later on today against UCF. And interesting matchup against a guy, Taco, who's 7'6" tall. Anyways, I do know the music's playing. Means you and I got to take a quick pause for the cause. So we're going to do that. Tennessee on top, really big, all over Iowa right now, 32-14. So it looks like the day is starting out similar to the way that it went yesterday, where we had some lopsided matchups, and it really wasn't a great day of competition, if you ask me. Anyways, we're going to take a short one. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A banner year for your company.
Staples wants to help your business achieve big things with 20% back in rewards on your color printing.
Trust the pros at Staples to print whatever your business needs, like color presentations, brochures, and banners.
Prepare yourself for a banner year and banner savings
with 20% back in rewards on your color printing right now at Staples,
where there's a whole lot in store. And 6/22/19 in store only. Exclusions apply. See staples.com/20back. For details.
You may tell yourself that watching the world's best basketball tourney on your phone is okay. Heck, everyone else does it. Well, everyone else is wrong. Tiny screens, cell phone speakers, earbuds. Nope, nope, and double nope. Basketball belongs to the big screen. So put your phone on pipe down mode and come to B-Dubs, where the screens are huge and the fans are you. Your hands will be so filled with wings and beers, you'd be hard-pressed to hold one of those nerdy pocket TVs. Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Please drink responsibly.
For years, they said that it could lead to madness. They relegated it to dark rooms and back alleys. They shamed those who grew it. They did a stop and frisk on anyone they thought might have it. But now a completely new era has begun because of it. The new normal is here. This month, millions have witnessed its arrival. Have you? brought to life in a short film that runs only 2 minutes long, The New Normal seeks to leave behind 80 years of unjust prohibition in favor of a safer, happier world. It reveals a product that once drove good people to the black market as one that today is creating a new global market. In this new era, a plant that was viewed with fear now represents a source of calm and wellness. From this day forward, what inspired the symbol of counterculture is at long last just culture. The new normal has arrived to your city, to your neighborhood, to the inside of your living room. Watch it now. Experience the new normal at MedMen.com.
We alarm our houses and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Jackson dribbles a few times, hands it to Storm Murphy. Shot clock at 12. He's dribbling out along left wing. Now dribbles to the free throw line. Shot clock at 7. Crosses over against Powell. Stops at the free throw line. Up top to McGee. McGee left side for 3. It's good! There's the record. The most threes made in NCAA history. It's number 505, and it gives Wofford a 43-30 lead.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Always live every Sunday, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Taking your calls, your thoughts, your opinions, 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And, you know, that Wofford team, got to give them a lot of credit, Mike. I mean, look, obviously undermanned, outsized, if you will, but they gave it everything they had, and they played Kentucky pretty well, losing 62-56. They make a lot of threes. They make a lot of they were good, man. Again, look, it was a fun, interesting ride, a good journey for them, being a seventh seed. Playing the big dogs and the Kentucky Wildcats pretty well, I think that's a success, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. You know, they come into the game with this reputation of, you know, they shoot a lot of threes, like you said, and they make a lot of threes. And the Fletcher, their player Fletcher McGee, I think he's the top 3-point shooter in the college game this year. You know, he had a bad day. You know, he even said, he goes, I let everyone down. He went 0-12. But they hung around. Even with Fletcher McGee going 0-12, that team hung around with Kentucky, you know, who was missing their big man in the middle, PJ there. But, you know, Kentucky fans had to be a little worried yesterday, because when a team gets hot from three, they can send you packing. And but on the other side of the coin, look, you live by the three, you die by the three.
Sure.
And if McGee, you know, if McGee could have made, let's say McGee makes, you know, he goes 4-12, you know, they might have squeaked out a huge upset over Kentucky yesterday, but he didn't. And Kentucky moves on. And I don't know what you think about Kentucky and their chances of going to the Final Four, but I think the bracket sets up kind of nice for Kentucky moving forward. And let's face it, Calipari needs a deep run. He may even need a national championship to kind of quiet the KU, you know, the UK fans from criticizing him. He's under some pressure. I got a couple of friends that are very well connected to Kentucky, and you know, things are not all bluegrass for Calipari the last couple of years out there, because he's had all this talent. He's had all his NBA talent. How many titles does he have? One. There are huge rumors that UCLA is going to go off to Calipari and throw some ridiculous money at him. I don't see Calipari coming out west. I don't think that he takes that. I mean, if you're the head guy at Kentucky, do you really want to go to LA and be a Pac-12 guy, be the be the UCLA coach? So, I mean, there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes, I think, at Kentucky. But moving forward in terms of this tournament, I think it sets up really well for them.
You know, since you mentioned Calipari, I like that that direction, and it's going to help me segue into a little different direction for us, which is great. You know, he is known for getting guys to the next level, which is the NBA. And, you know, I don't know if you happen to see that interview the other day with him where they're talking to him in his house, and he has all these jerseys, whether they were just put out there for the interview or not, that's beside the point. That's good thinking on Calipari's part, if you ask me. Personally, I think it was genius. You know, you're showing that you get guys to the next level, and you're showing jerseys of like Cousins and Wall and this and that. And they're not their college jersey; they're their NBA jersey. So, speaking of that, you know, I think that in this era of one and done, he's done a great job of getting guys to that next level. So, speaking of that, it's almost playoff time in the NBA, and you know, it seems like teams are kind of taking their foot off the pedal a little bit. If you look at the tops of each side, the Milwaukee Bucks 6-4 in their last 10 games, Toronto 5-5. I know Philadelphia has been playing a little bit better, 7-3 in their last 10 games. Indiana 3-7, Boston 5-5. Detroit 6-4. I think you get the picture of what I'm kind of drawing up here. You go on the other side, it's similar. I mean, Denver, yeah, they're 7-3, but the Warriors 6-4. Houston's been hot as of late, obviously, too. 8-2. The Blazers 7-3. Oklahoma City 4-6. It's a little bit of a mixed bag. Is that because teams are getting ready for the playoffs, starting to kind of taper things down a little bit, Mike?
I think it might be. And I think it, you know, some other these teams that may be out of it, maybe they're trying to play spoiler a little bit, make them, you know, make these teams that are going to the playoffs not so hot going into the playoffs. I mean, I don't know, but I do understand why they rest some players. I mean, the popular comment now is load management, right? I don't know what to think of all that, because you know, I knew back in the day, and I hate being like, you know, the get off my lawn guy, but when you and I were growing up in the 80s and early 90s, it was, you know, you didn't really hear this. Maybe you heard it from time to time, but it wasn't such a big topic of the NBA in terms of resting these players. Michael would never sit. Larry'd be like, yeah, kiss my, you know what, I'm not going to sit, I want to play. You know, so, I mean, what's your view with all this load management talk, man?
You know, good point. The other day in Milwaukee, you had Giannis playing against LeBron, although you didn't get that because both those guys sat out. No LeBron, no Giannis. And what's really sad about that is obviously fans, that they pay that big money for that ticket to see LeBron James. It only comes one time a season. So that's ultimately very disappointing. And look, I don't like it, obviously. It's something that I'm not a fan of. I want to see the best play the best. But I also do understand, you know, certain times guys need a little bit of a break. You know, I think that looking at what's happening in Milwaukee right now, you know, you've got a bunch of guys that are injured. They're really banged up right now. And, you know, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, you and I were like, wow, this team can beat anybody. And now I'm not so sure. You know, Malcolm Brogdon, he's the glue. And what will he be like when he comes back for the second round, if the Bucks make it to the second round? You know, they haven't been past the first round in many, many years, and that's going to haunt you until you can do something about it. So injuries always play a part and a role in everything, but I hate when they play a role and a part late in the season when, you know, you're hoping that teams are at their full strength and at their best. And Milwaukee definitely not that way right now. So I'm really curious to see how Bud manages everything here and what they look like and what kind of a team they're going to be for the playoffs.
No, I mean, you're exactly right with, you know, with Brogdon and just the way things are going. And let me just say one more thing about that, the Laker-Buck game right there. I that was just kind of a bad look for the NBA because, you know, these kids that come to these games, I mean, let's face it, most of these NBA fans, they're not like the celebrity kind of rich type of fan. I mean, they're working class people who maybe go to a game once or twice a year. And maybe, you know, there's these kids who get these tickets for like Christmas or a birthday or something, and they're all fired up. Man, I get to go see the freak. I get to go see LeBron, and neither one was there for him. And it's just a huge letdown as a fan. So from that standpoint, man, I the load management thing can really get in the way of giving the fans what
want. Let me jump in and give you even one better because my dad and my mom and dad happened to be at that game. They were in Milwaukee at that time and been season tickets holders since day one of the Milwaukee Bucks. And so my dad goes to that game, and obviously he wants to see Giannis and LeBron, but ultimately doesn't happen. People that were sitting right next to my dad spent thousands of dollars to go watch those two guys play. So, you know, you talk about the kid getting the gift for Christmas and things along those lines. Well, those people paid a premium dollar to go and see that those two guys square off against each other. You want to talk about being incredibly disappointed about something. I would think that would be just ultimately just you feel like a piece of, you know what, you feel like a zero. You just spent all that money and you're not going to see anything that you thought you were going to see. So talk about disappointment. That's got to be extremely disappointing, Mike.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, well, I mean, look, whether you are a kid, whether you are an adult like you and I, we want to see what we want to see, and we want to see these great athletes. And when you pay top dollar, especially in that case, you know, thousands of dollars to see the top talent in the NBA and neither one of them play. Yeah. You just feel like, man, I talk about a waste of money. Go ahead.
Can Denver hang on and win the Western Conference? They got a half a game lead right now over Golden State.
You know, with Golden State, I don't think it matters for Golden State. I don't know. I mean, I don't have their schedules right in front of me, so I don't know who Denver plays.
Denver has a little bit more difficult of a schedule. If I'm not mistaken, something like the ninth toughest schedule remaining, and Golden State is definitely below that.
Right. So I would say, it just based on those numbers, I would say no. But I mean, Golden State gets blown out by 35 or 34 last night against the Mavericks. So, you know, who knows what's going to happen. But I think in the end, I think Golden State takes the Western Conference. I think obviously Golden State gets to the finals and they'll play who they play from the East.
I'm going to say the opposite, man. I'm going to say Denver wins this thing. I think Denver does have the best record in the Western Conference. I think it's lost its thing for Golden State for some reason. I don't think they put nearly as much stock into it like they used to, obviously, when they were trying to break the record. And ever since then, you haven't seen that same kind of effort from them in the regular season. I think they got to be a little careful of Houston. I think they got to be a little careful of Denver. I don't think it's going to be a cakewalk for the Warriors this year, Mike. I really don't.
I think they got to be more careful with Houston than they have to do Denver. But let's face it. I mean, they've been to the finals so many times, and they're going for their third straight. Winning three straight is extremely tough, and it's draining, emotionally draining, physically draining. You know, to play, you know, however many basketball games a year, counting the playoffs and the finals, that it is. We'll see what happens. But we haven't talked about the Clippers, man.
All right, we'll do it on the other side real quickly. We got to take a quick pause for the cause for the final time, and Clippers hanging on to the seventh spot, tied with Utah, basically, and Oklahoma City. So that's crazy, that whole race there. I get what you're saying, man. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do it. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package.
800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Howell's on fire this time off the back rim. Caldwell Pope races it down. James on the shot and hammers it home. LeBron James.
All right, everybody, welcome back in for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Hey, Mike, you mentioned real quickly before we give our parting shots, it is a great race from 5 through 8 in the Western Conference. I got no idea who's going to wind up being 5 or 8 or 6 or 7, but it's an incredible job by Doc Rivers and the LA Clippers to just be in the playoffs in the Western Conference when they got rid of everybody. But yeah, man, great fact about pointing it out there. Unbelievable logjam at the end of the Western Conference there.
Yeah, it is, and I agree. I mean, Doc's going to get an extension. He's probably going to get two high class, you know, free agents out of this summer. And, you know, when you got the logo working for you, Jerry West, you know, anything's possible.
Yeah, man. All right. Parting shot time, brother. You're up.
All right. Parting shot. I'd just like to give a shout out to these college kids that are still in the NCAA tournament in the big dance. Hey, they got 40 minutes to keep their college careers going, and you see them diving on the floor, doing anything and everything in their power to continue their college career. So just sit back and watch these kids try and prove it for 40 minutes, man.
I'll piggyback that, man. And it's always a special time. March Madness, I love it. It brings out some kids that we don't get an opportunity to see all that often, like the Ja Morants of the world. We do see Zion Williamson a lot, but we get to see Taco, a 7'6 kid who's improved his skills tremendously over the years. We get to see these Tennessee teams that are senior and junior led. The same thing with that Gonzaga team. And then you have the one and doneers like the Kentuckys out there in the world, the Dookie V's, you name it, man. It's March Madness. It's the greatest time for sports, if you ask me, because we got baseball, we got hockey, we got NBA basketball, all those things that are coming in play too. But amazing stuff. For Scott, for Mike, for John, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports.